crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena Amelia Discreet, how are you?
I'm good. It's very strange to be doing this in the studio because now you can see my like 9 tabs on my phone.
Many tabs on your phone of all the facts about words.
You mean
words.
You have notes? I thought that...
It's just off the top of my dome.
Off the top of your head. Of my dome.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
So I'm going to have to give a slight warning today.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be mild blasphemy and swearing adjacent things.
Okay, mild blasphemy and swearing adjacent. You have been warned.
Like, we're going to mention it. We're not going to mean it.
Okay.
I think kids are at school now.
Oh, sick. Let's go ham.
Free for all.
Today we are talking about minced oaths.
Minced oaths.
Not oats.
Not oats. I don't think you mince an oat.
Oh, you can.
Oh. What do we think minced oaths might be?
I mean, I'm going to hazard a guess that if we're doing like swearing adjacent, it's like polite swearing or like not swearing but trying to swear. I don't know, something like that.
I think I know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Flippin' heck.
Flippin' heck. Jiminy Christmas, you bleedin' frick.
Yeah. It's frick.
Get the bejibbins out of here. I actually just made up bejibbins. It doesn't count. it's basically a kind of a euphemistic replacement for a swear word.
Okay.
And they're pretty much everywhere, and most of them have, like... stranger origins than
blimey?
You might think.
Is that one?
Yeah. So that
blimey
is a particularly weird one because so some of the alleged etymologies for these I find slightly difficult to believe, but
right.
we can talk about that in a second. Blimey is meant to come from, so it's core blimey is the full
core
one.
Blimey.
The core is important, and it's God blind me.
Oh.
Yes.
That's very.
So why is the core
smitey.
Important? Sorry.
Because the core is God.
Is God.
Oh, I'm with you.
So okay. so the popular ways to do it are rhyming. So core blimey rhymes
God,
with
God blind.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, we're really getting quite
rhyming is it also replacement of inside words of the word?
Yeah, so you tend to rhyme each word or you use an alliteration of each word.
Okay.
So instead of Jesus Christ, you might say Jiminy Christmas.
There we go.
Or
that sounds quite
Jiminy
festive.
Jiminy Crickets is good.
We're getting some good suggestions.
Jarvis Cocker.
This is right up my alley because I always have to... So in my spare time, I'm a nanny.
Yes.
And so I have to be very cautious of... my language.
Yes.
And swearing seems to be prominent in
your
everyday language.
Well, so
I have to be hyper conscious that I'm not gonna slip up.
So this is the thing. People swear. It's a thing that
people
we do.
Yeah.
But I think us as broadcasters, it's maybe a little generous for me, but us as broadcasters, we know that you have to kind of get around it a bit. Sometimes you need to say frick.
Flip.
Sometimes you need to say gosh golly garnet.
Or as this texter says, shut the front door.
Shut the front door is a really good one. I love shut the front door. Gadzooks is by God's hooks, which is his nails.
Otis says his father-in-law says farting Alice instead of...
guess. Yeah.
Odds Bodkins is... by God's sweet body.
So why is everyone obsessed with God's, you know, bits and pieces?
Well, I mean, because they're holy, right? They
okay.
they have significant religious power. And because it's really, you don't, if you're going to actually say the name of God, that's real bad.
Yeah.
That's rough. But it's not quite as bad to swear by God's wounds. Zounds.
Zounds.
Or by God's blood. And you might think that's where bloody comes from, but allegedly bloody comes from by Our Lady.
Wait, so is bloody not a swear word?
Well, so this is the thing.
Because I get the girls when I nanny, they tell me off if I say that.
Well, so basically, the thing about minced oaths is that they're still pretty close to swear words.
Yeah.
So bloody is not the full-on blaspheme.
Yeah.
But it's still probably, people might prefer you didn't say it.
Yeah.
Same with frick. If you went up to some little kids and you told them to get fricked,
you would get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but it's the thing I find really interesting with these.
If you're going to go into someone and say, get fricked, you may as well just...
Well, exactly.
You know, like...
So, it's very rude. So, don't do that.
Yeah,
so
don't do that.
A lot of it is just, like, decorum or like, getting around rules. And that's what's really interesting with these is, like, some of these...
They're social rules, aren't they?
We end up with the minced oaths and we have no... Like,
idea.
Yeah, because no one says, by God's hooks. No, you don't go into a rough bar and they're all like, oh, Jesus. Blood, because those are lost because it was so long ago.
And also,
all of the ones that are written down are the ones that you could get away with writing down, basically.
Okay. So we're talking how long ago for things like that, because obviously, also blasphemy in the broader cultural sense doesn't have as much weight because we're a much more secular society now. So how far back are we talking?
So you get minced oaths. Or, like, versions of this kind of thing in the Old Testament.
Ooh.
So, within Judaism, you cannot say the name of God.
Okay.
So if you're lucky, you get the Tetragrammaton, which is the four letters, YHWH, which stands in for the name of God but has no vowels, so you can't pronounce it. And more commonly, you get things that are, like, puns.
Right.
So there's a bit in the Song of Songs that is talking about does, but really it's a pun for hosts. It works in ancient Hebrew. and so you get stuff like that. And in English, some of our earliest examples are in like the 14th century where you get people saying Gog.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, a fairly transparent one.
Yeah.
But, you know, so people didn't have a lot of literacy, so it's not until you get a lot of kind of popular entertainment getting written down. So when you have like plays and things being written down, then
we're
you
talking
need
Shakespeare
to have,
and stuff.
Shakespeare has a lot, and this is like a combo of this explosion of like written literature and also the Puritanism of the Elizabethan period.
So he's kind of slipping in all of these really rude jokes.
Yeah, well, this is one of the really fun things about minced oaths is that they're amazing for puns.
Yeah,
this is true. And if there's one thing that we love at BFM, it's a pun. That is a fact. I also got to say, there are some fantastic listener suggestions rolling in here.
I was imagining we would get some good ones. Do you want to read some out?
The Dang Nabbit.
Dang Nabbit.
Dang Nabbit is really good.
Yeah.
We've also got... Bodkins are needles, so they work the same as gadzooks, according to someone. You can say bodkins instead of gadzooks. Is that
so,
a thing?
Yeah, well, the etymology I found for odds bodkins. Yeah, so it's weird because I would agree with this listener that it's more likely to be like God's needles.
Right, okay.
God's nails.
Yeah.
But a lot of people seem to think it's by God's sweet body. Yeah, so this is the thing. It's because we usually have the minced oath and we don't usually have someone going, ah, frick, what I really mean to say is expletive.
expletive.
Yeah.
Someone's texted in a great Scottish example is, I'm not going to do it in the accent, Jings, Crivens, and Help My Boab? Bob? I don't even know what that means. And someone said, my kids have introduced a swear jar at home and it's costing them a lot. So some of these could come in useful. We're glad to be of service here at BFM, to be honest.
I feel like I don't have kids, but I feel like I can relate.
Yes. Two that I personally found interesting, just because I'm a nerd about this stuff, is For the Love of Mike. It's For the Love of Saint Michael.
Oh.
And For Pete's Sake is for Saint Peter's sake.
Saint Peter's sake. Someone has said, by hook or by crook, I will get my text read. Nice one. And that this texter has also said, is this, you know, the origins of Cockney rhyming slang as well?
So I wouldn't say it was the origins of Cockney rhyming slang, but it's definitely related. It's the same like kind of thing where you're forming new words so that the people in the know what you're talking about.
Got you.
But people outside aren't you know, it's not, they can't get you for it.
They can't get you. You can't get
someone's
you.
So, up.
So, yeah, and so outside of rhyming and alliteration, like rhyming of the original words, mm-hmm. you do get rhyming slang ones.
Okay.
So this is the closest we're going to get to swearing because this is a word that we definitely can't say. Berkeley Hunt is rhyming slang for a word.
And you can Google it later.
Yeah, and that's where we get Burke. He's a
okay.
right Burke.
Oh. Right.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
So they kind of got like in they, and out of each other.
They really get quite far from the thing, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
They do.
Someone texted and they said a show called The Good Life has no swearing in it, but all the best alternatives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Good that. Life has a lot of this.
Someone else has said Red Dwarf. They use Smeg or Smeghead.
Oh.
Red Dwarf. Haven't thought about that for a long time. This person's one that they've sent in is actually like fantastic, but I think it's too close to the real thing to actually read out.
Which one?
It's just got lots of forks and knives in it, let's just
oh,
say.
Oh, okay. I also like one of the Jesus Christ ones that I really like is cheese and rice.
Oh, cheese and rice.
Because I've heard people say cheese and crackers a lot, you know? And cheese and crackers.
Very Wallace and Gromit.
It makes sense. You have cheese with crackers. It's a popular dish.
Yeah.
Cheese and rice.
that's a stoner's meal if ever there was one. Well, I knew that the BFM texters would be able to provide us with some very good minced odes here, Amelia. Thank you for bringing this in for us today.
It's been a pleasure. I was hoping I'd get to talk more about the great vowel shift, but we didn't quite get there.
Well, maybe we can do that next week, part two. Thank you, Amelia.
My pleasure. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.